It's a Wednesday afternoon. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Okay, Drew, I know it's not good news. Walk me across the Corn Belt and the rainfall that took place last night, and then get into the rest of the week.
All right. Well, obviously, more rain did fall across a large part of the region. The amounts vary greatly from one location to another. It doesn't even matter how much, because the ground was saturated to begin with, and it's all 100% runoff. Over the past several days, we've seen way too much moisture coming out of Oklahoma into the heart of Illinois and points northward up into the Dakotas and Minnesota. Although the greater volumes of rain have been mostly in the central plains and the western Corn Belt, we have saturated soils, of course, and adding any rain to that is just making a bigger mess and a longer wait in getting into the fields. As we go forward through these next 7 days, we're going to see additional moisture of significance occur across many areas. The greatest precipitation will be concentrated on areas from Illinois, western half, and we'll say western and northern Illinois, back into Nebraska and Kansas, so the very same areas that have already been inundated with way too much rain. But these areas will see 2 to 4 and some local 6-inch amounts. That's additional moisture by this time next week. In the Dakotas, Minnesota, northwest half of Wisconsin, we'll see some rain amounts as light as 3/4 of an inch, but most of it's going to be in the 1 to 2 inch range. And then Ohio and Indiana and the southeast and east central parts of Illinois will probably see also 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches, with the lightest precipitation occurring near and south of the Ohio River. We may actually see some halfway decent conditions in southeastern Illinois, as well as southern Indiana, much of Kentucky and southern Ohio, but there's a lot of real estate to the north that is just going to be bogged down, unfortunately. The temperatures are going to turn cooler next week. That's the other issue. We're going to see rain every day into next Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe even Thursday in some locations. And then it's going to turn cool, and the evaporation rates, even though the rain's going to cease, we're going to have the evaporation rates drop off, and temperatures are going to be below average for a while next week. And the absolute worst part of this whole scenario is that when we start to warm back up again, we're going to push warm, humid air into a cold air mass, and guess what? It's going to rain again. And so the gap is going to be about 4 or 5 days at the most, and then we'll be back into the rain again. So it's not a very good, pretty picture at all.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. What's the first part of June look like?
All right, June is going to be a transitionary month. We will find ourselves looking at a better environment, but again, we have so much moisture in the ground and on the ground. It all has to be fed back into the atmosphere or run off into rivers and streams, which already got a problem of their own. And so it's going to take a while to firm up the ground. We've got no place down into the ground to take this moisture. It has to run off or evaporate. And if you bring in warmer weather, as we will in June, we're going to have to put that moisture back into the air, and that's going to destabilize the atmosphere, and we'll have additional showers and thunderstorms. So gradually, as we move through June, we'll see a better environment. But the second half of the month is probably the earliest that we can suggest more normal weather for the region.
Hey, thank you, Drew.
All right. Have a good day.
Me too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.